how does a drought affect the wine business? Well, if you're a connoisseur of cheap wine, California's drought could cramp your style. But if you like the pricier stuff, you might be in for a treat. Ben Bergman from member station KPCC explains.
When it comes to water, grape growers face a trade-off. Want the best flavor? Irrigate as little as possible. Want to sell more bottles? Flood your crop. Matt Parrish, chief winemaker at NakedWines.com, says low-end wine often comes from grapes grown in mass quantity in California's Central Valley.
It's obviously hotter. The vines need more water to support their growth. The crop level that's carried on those vines is typically a lot higher so that the price of the product can be brought down.
But the thing is, many Central Valley farmers are having to get by on less water. For the second year in a row, so-called junior rights holders aren't getting any water from the region's major irrigation project. And earlier this month, in a historic move, California announced senior rights holders will have to cut back on their water, too. Closer to the coast in the Napa Valley, growers don't rely as much on large-scale irrigation. And since grapes only become tastier with less water, winemaker Stephanie Honig says next year could turn out to be a memorable vintage.
You know, if you're planting a crop for quality more than quantity, you're going to want limited water. So as the vines are stressed and are working really hard to find their water, we're going to have higher concentration of flavors and the berries are going to have very good quality.
Overall, Ron Lopp with the California Association of Wine Grape Growers says this year's harvest will be similar to last year, 4 million tons of grapes.
Growers have been able to still pull water from rivers and reservoirs and groundwater.
For next year, Lopp is hoping forecasts for a powerful El Nino turn out to be right, which would bring lots of rain.
Drought year 5 could be a very, very dire situation.
Because groundwater is being depleted. And that means even less water for the state's nearly 6,000 grape growers and less wine for us. For Here and Now, I'm Ben Bergman in Los Angeles.